This is Joanna Schrader reporting, and I am with Tom Junge, and we are at the Iowa Power Farming Show. It's kind of snowy here in Des Moines, Tom. What do you think?
Well, it could be a lot worse. I think the forecast now is only for a few inches here today, so farmers are making it in, at least from the north side of Des Moines.
Well, this is exactly why we have the show in the winter, because the farmers are not in the field, and they're out here picking out what kind of equipment and seed they're going to be using for this next spring.
That's right. And now it's all we have a three-day show, too, so if we have a day that the weather's going to affect them, they can still make it on another day.
Exactly. So this is the 56th year of the show. What kind of trends are you seeing this year compared to some recent years?
Okay, well, I think one of our surveys that we do with the farmers that register before the show, there's a lot of interest in tractors. I think around 24% of them say they intend to buy a tractor this year. And Precision Ag is really second at around 22% of the farmers saying they want to expand that. We do have a lot of, in the Precision Ag, a lot of the exhibitors expanded a lot this year for their booth sizes, so they have a lot more of their auto steer, a lot more stuff that they can actually demonstrate to farmers. So I think that is one of the big things that we've seen here at the show this year.
So with these farmers looking for new tractors, and you talked a lot about the precision agriculture, are they also looking to start planting different crops? You know, you hear a lot about biofuels and energy crops. Or are they still just looking at the same crops, just looking at more ways to make money with better equipment?
I think that's probably right. I think here in our attendance here, a lot of people are just really row crop corn, soybeans, real serious in that business. And they're just looking for the latest technology to be more efficient. When we had the couple years where the drying conditions were bad, dryers were really strong, got a grain bin, there's still a lot of interest in the storage of grain. But I think, the precision ag is where they're really heading so that they can try to be more efficient with the chemical inputs and to keep that cost down.
We know there's a lot of talk about how many, we have to feed 7 billion people in the next, 20, 30 years, and we're looking at, more than ever, American farmers in particular to do that. So how is this emergence of precision farming in particular going to help our farmers do that?
Well, I think along with just some of the genetics that's happening, they're going to get more precise in their planning for the spacing of the rows in each individual plant to maximize the nutrients that are there. I think the other thing that they're going to be looking at is getting the nutrients in the right location of the plant and utilizing that so that we can get the maximum yields.
And all that equipment's here, right here on this show floor right now.
Right. And the other thing I think, too, we see so much more in the fertilizer application equipment and a lot more attachments. Farmers are really starting to take over that part of it that maybe it used to be the co-op or such would come in. Now they're looking at taking on that task themselves.
So you've had a chance to walk around the show floor. So what do you think so far has been one of the coolest must-see pieces of equipment for everybody here today, tomorrow, and Thursday?
Right. I think something that's a little different, too, is we're seeing some stuff in the wind energy side of that. It's really surprised me is how many companies now are in that the farmers are interested in being more self-sufficient on the farm for their own energy. So we have six energy companies here that are set up, and one of them actually has a little tower and such and things. So so I think that's something that's a little unique. It's a little outside of our realm of our show, but we feel we're in favor of wind energy.
So you're here all agriculture, so you're welcoming everybody now.
Yeah, that's one thing we pride ourselves in our show. We try to keep everything ag-related for our display. Sometimes there's shows that will let anything in, but we want to keep it pure as possible.
Great. Well, Tom, we're looking for a great couple, 3 days, and we'll check in with you at the end of the show and see how things went.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.